Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody who wants to tune in organically, who wants to get back to an organic state of living, of life. I don't mean living like a poor barefoot hippie. I'm talking trying to cleanse and purify your own soul, your own way, the way you live, and try and get rid of all the cross-contamination that is out there, that is a pollutant that some people use to get by entirely. And those people are going nowhere. And they're trying to get you to go nowhere, too, nowhere with them. I'm talking about, you are listening to Organic Pimpin'. Through the ingredients, it embodies my soul. I'm co-host Talk to, on the other side of this line, is the one and only comedy, Organic OK. Organic, are you there? Organic? Got to do this myself for a minute. All right. Now, look, understand something. We all come into the world sort of purified already, because we're not in the environment yet where there are pollutants, those things that basically destroy us. I mean, there are things that are the enemy. There's a lot of sabotage going on. You know what I'm talking about. There are those destructive, toxic chemical elements that are going to get in there. There are those who will sabotage your way of life, of living. You know what? Some of them don't even realize that they're doing it. So I have no idea. They just think, I'm helping you. I'm helping you stay with me. I'm helping you to keep you from trying to spread your wings and fly. Dude, it's like the baby bird, okay? The thing is, baby birds are all supposed to leave the nest, but you know the saboteurs, those are the ones who basically want to stay in the nest and are afraid because, you see, when you try to fly, you might not be able to. You might crash and fall and burn. And that's it for you. It's a problem, a real problem. And those sabotaging destructive elements. We tend to call saboteurs termites, don't we? Termites. You know what termites are? Of course you do. How can you not know them? Because it's a common expression for those who are going to, those little wood insects. They're going to eat away basically what you've got going on. We're going to gobble up and whatever. You know, you basically need to make sure you don't get termites in your life. Because believe me, they are all around. They are sort of everywhere. You might be related to a termite.
A termite?
Yeah.
Related to a termite. Okay, I hear you talking. So what part, what, is that some kind of internal destiny mindset that people have? Killing their roots? Killing people by their mindset?
Yes, and the funny thing is they may think they're doing it for the greater good. They may think, this person doesn't appreciate me. I mean, I'm trying to make sure they don't get hurt out there. I'm trying to make sure they don't get crushed because I'm a self-proclaimed know-it-all, at least I like to think I am, and I personally know what's best. I think it's best to sit back here cynically, take a cynical look at life, and not really try to do anything because it's all effed up, all of it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, would that be a different kind of roots and experience that people talk about at their family reunions? Say, no, you know what? We ain't going to get together because our family termites are tearing the roots up. We ain't going to be nothing too long. So don't worry about it, cousins. We're about hating each other for life. Uncle, we're not going to worry about it because we're going to be eating up by termite ways. What do you make of that?
Termites, that's what the saboteurs are. Little itty-bitty insects chewing away, feeding on the foundation of your home, of your life, eating away at it, causing it to corrode, erode away.
Oh. What are we going to do about the mindset because we are so caught up with trying to be the intellect within the problem, but not being an intellect within the spirit of the wisdom. We're not using those tools so much. We're using the conversation where people are exhausted with the manner that people suggest with their body language, stating that they got the answer. Yes. What are we doing when we are not motivating the people? We're not motivating the solution, but we're motivating the outcome of the problem. What about that? Talk to?
Yeah, it's tricky. You see, one of the hardest things to do is to identify the termite. How do you know which ones are going to help you?
Hey, let's not die in the concept of the bio of the termite. Let's see some more things in life. Now, this is Comedy Organic, okay? You're listening to Organic Pimping through the ingredients. It's body and my soul. And you've been listening to comedian Talk Dude. I call him DJ Talk Dude because he be turning in his direction and his mindset is being philosophized pimping. And he's DJing his organic pimping. Now, everyone, take a moment and appreciate your time. This will be the last time we talk before the holidays. Those that appreciate those holidays, we call it Thanksgiving. For those out there celebrating Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving to you. And I want to appreciate those that are not able to enjoy this moment because the time and the clock have been termited out of their life. And we want to say we appreciate the time you actually brought to us. For those that we appreciate, many of those say, hey, man, I appreciate that person. I can't speak for that part, but I'm a piece for the piece in the pippin that I organically bring. Now, I'm going to step out for a short period of time. I'm going to step right back in. And I want to talk to actually bring about some more information for y'all for a short period of time.
All right. All right. The hardest thing to do is to identify a termite. But something made me thinking.
You bring up termite one more time, bro. You bring up termite one more time. Come on, man. Get past the termite. It's not your show. Come on now. You've been talking about too long. Move on.
Okay, all right. I thought we were talking about sabotage tonight. What sabotage is
that? That does not mean. You just said sabotage, and you keep saying termite, okay?
No, that's what I mean. That's the term for them. That's what they do. That's my point.
Okay, so Mike, make another point for those who are not experienced and don't understand what you're talking about. Because I didn't. So that's going to it. I'll be back in a short period of time. Lots of you would listen to you. I'll be back shortly.
Okay. You heard me before. You heard me basically talking about how I consider the saboteurs to be termites. Well, the hardest things in life is that basically you don't know how to identify them. You don't know who's who. Who can you really trust? Well, think about yourself. Okay, take a moment to look at where you are in life. Be comfortable? What life do you really want? Is this person helping you get there, or are you staying down by listening to them? By keeping them in your life, by keeping them around, by talking to them, by maintaining a relationship with them. Ask yourself that. Who in my life is doing right by me? It's not about somebody who likes you. Somebody who basically is having fun with you. Somebody who even tolerates you. Ask your question. Am I doing right by this person? Are we doing right? Honestly, is this what I want? What do I really, truly want? Sometimes you basically, you start to self-sabotage yourself with envy. You know what I'm talking about? You look at people who may be living the kind of life you want. You're like, I want to be you. I wish it happened to me. It should have happened to me. How does it happen? How do you get yourself to that spot? Okay. All right. Let's be the first one to say this. You can try to live more of the life you want. You can try basically getting a little bit better. And you know what? There are people who are stuck in these sabotaging relationships. You basically have a real romantic relationship with someone who is basically just in every way holding you back. You accept this person because you're so happy to be with somebody, anybody. You want somebody who loves you for you, who basically desires to a point. Sometimes two people just get together because they need to sell. They need to be with somebody. It doesn't matter who it is, even. You're in a mindset
of misery, love, all your damn company.
Mm-hmm.
Misery, stop buying my life habits of termites. And this guy right here, he's brought the termite effect, you know. When you say, when I seen it, it was already there, termite. So once you see the termite, it's already done the damage. You were that. You see the termite, say, oh, man, you better be careful. Your house may fall all on you. The ceiling may fall down on you because the termite, once it's already have taken its toll on your life and your house and your mindset, because it's a metaphor. I say, I'm stuck on something else. Because life got you so addicted to changing the problem, changing solutions to have not more problems in general. When I told Todd Bill, I said, hey, I don't want to hear this no more. He said, I'm trying to tell you this is the concept. What I can explain to him is it's not about that. It's about the mindset of the people. People are desperately looking to change things that they haven't reverted to the solution in their life in general. And they wonder why the problems keep happening in different capacities. In the same way with different types of people. Right?
Right, absolutely. You're absolutely.
Are the people that so much of the problem? Are they so much of the problem that they don't want to take their role in the problem? Right? Like, let's listen to this. You ever talk to some typical people, right? And you say, listen, that guy's talking. And especially a guy, he's trying to kiss all his butt, right? And he's like, well, you know what? Don't you know how some women are this way? And guess what? That guy would chew it out by all the women, for the most part, depending on who he is, he could chew it out, even when he's right about the woman he's talking about. He's not saying all women. But then the woman said, well, okay, be clear about who you're talking about. Imagine somebody telling you to be clear about who you're talking about because you're offending them. But it's all right for them to be comfortable to offend you in that kind of dictatorship. Back again with the termite effect. All right? All the damage that they've done as individuals, they don't have enough their ability to do damage without being accountable for that damage, even when they are part or somebody that's giving some solution for success. As long as that person is willing to be the victim to the tree taking the termites to answer something. And they're like a full mouth of a termite telling you about your experience. Then telling you about what are the demands. Now, this is the thing that's tricky. If you're a good man, guess what that means?
What does it mean?
What does it mean to be a good man?
What?
That means you set your own map. You set your own infrastructure of what you desire for what is a good man and success. What is that? Desire that does not require to have your emotional castrated ability. That's desire saying I'm open up to be successful and appreciate the desires that I've been given. And I'm not supposed to be badgered by your contaminated mindset of contamination and the lack of cleaning your mouth. Because you got a lot of joints stuck up in there and you can't even speak right because you're dehydrated from contamination of not nutrition. Okay? You got that bad breath-itis. And you need to gargle in some mouth just detaining that ability, shouting out with the testimony in that throat to clean those germs. Get down under your gut, below your toenails, up the back of behind your eardrums. Oh, so what are you talking about? We're talking about your life has been connected to all kind of lost collarbone, you know, we're shining out the air freezer, vapor, little You got to clean, as Dr. I've been saying about the cross contamination. I don't understand. Cross-contaminated people, they spend more time trying to give the impression that they're being nice and entertaining to appreciation. No, they're not. They're so cutthroat and so damaging, you don't believe it. You know, it's so funny when people that seem to be quiet, but as you see, their approach is not quiet for a quiet moment. It's quiet for inquiring. So now we're going back to talk, dude, and hopefully he's not on the termite pause button.
All right, just another topic. Look, don't sabotage yourself, okay? Looks like everybody out there, you know, you can basically find little what have you to get through every moment. It's 15 minutes after the hour. It's 7:15 here on the program, Organic Pimpin', Through the Ingredients, It Embodies My Soul. All right. Now, I tell you what. Please, get involved with us. Call in. Let us know what you're thinking. Okay? We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, all of you out there,
come on, all of you out there. Is that realistic? Talking about generalizing everybody, like everybody needs to have a motivation conversation.
Of course people are different.
Everybody in the world, it's like an advertisement to somebody that advertising to the wrong market. Okay. Once you understand what market you advertise to, people based on what your ability is and what people respect. In your highlighted moment, then you don't waste the moment. We talk about the termite. Don't be the termite within the success of the root. Come on now. You're talking to people with a bad spirit.
Calm down, organic. When I mention organics, no. When I mentioned termites, I was just talking personally. But that's the term for the saboteurs.
First
that's
it. First up, you don't want this moment to be excited. What people have never seen happen is be so desirable. You get mad about the desire within the happiness of success? Come on. Come on, talk, dude. Your name said talking, and you ain't talking about nothing.
No, it's all right. I'll talk. Yeah. Just give me one topic, and I'll go nuts about it. Give me a topic.
You need to go nuts about No. You need to go nuts about egg shit?
Oh, my God. Can't say on the radio.
Oh. What radio? Your radio or the radio?
Well, it's your radio. It's your show, of course. Your everything.
No, it's not mine. It's the people that you're saying that sometimes. Some of the most sophisticated people use that word, and people say, what is God eating to you? You're cussing, don't it? You don't cuss in a goddamn air. But you're cussing up, but I'm making a damn point here. No, I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. I do. Because, you know, how long we've been? A long time. I've been the one to push, don't cuss. I mean, just change it. You was a serial cuss artist. Stop it. You've been a serial. You know how long it took you to get to this point? Don't worry about it. I guess it's not important. Don't worry about it.
Look, let's give me a topic. Give me a topic and I'll run with it. Any topic.
All right, man. This is not... okay, let's go on and do this.
Just pick something, anything.
Okay, just stop talking so damn much, and I'll tell you.
All right.
Close your mouth! That's the topic. Close your mouth and listen to the success in the words and say, what? Success did not forfeit my life. Did you get it?
I got it.
No, so what does that mean to you?
I thought it meant you wanted me to be quiet, but I guess what it means is, well, the success of my life, the success. What if I find a fresh way to talk to people about success, you know, about how they can get into it.
Just like they were born to death, bro, with stuff that they're enjoying, and don't look at something that you're enjoying to reference that to make it like you're punishing them. like an evil step parent that people hate. Yeah. Don't be the evil step parent people hate by taking something that you can't master and making them feel like they gotta be suffering by that. Don't do it! Marriage happiness come as one. No.
I would never.
Guess what, everyone? I'm gonna give y'all about 10 minutes to accommodate the two talk. And do talk wanna take over this show. I wanna be around but be not around. You know, this is a different kind of Tai Chi pimping. Let me back up again because I am organic pimping, creating an organic thought process, and no one owned organic of success. Everyone had the ability to create something successful. If you created success from the beginning of time, that means that they owned it. So we got the ability messed up because your desires can be opening up to another moment of pimping. See, pimping is not limitation. Pimping is success. Success don't have limitations. That means that anyone can create something better before the time has become the time to the next time. And I know people say, man, stop talking to all that Brivers. I know. People have loved Brivers so long that Brivers become testy moments. No, talk dude. Now, get to your point, and I will be around somewhere about, and I will be flying up on that Brivers.
All right. Now, people, remember something. I know basically so many of us are so damn worried because we don't think we're good enough. We don't think we have it. We don't think, really, we don't think we have it. But I'm telling you right now, now listen to me, every single one of you, you out, everyone who hear this, I hope somebody listens to this radio show at some point. That's why I'm grateful to the net so that all this can be pre-recorded and somebody can hear it. You can basically get what you want out of life. Okay? Honestly, you have to be like those crushed baby birds, those baby birds that try to fly, my, and they just fall down. And if you do fall, you can dust yourself back up and you can try again. Again, it can happen. People are terrified of risks, dude. I mean, risks, I mean, that's the thing. See, it can go either way. That's why it's called a risk.
I'm about to get out of here for a moment.
All right. Now, tell yourself, I have what it takes. I can do it. You don't need to worry about all the saboteurs out there. There are little things that basically can undermine your success. But you know what? See, here's the thing. The most successful rich people say they were grateful when they failed because they learned what not to do. The thing is, everybody needs to do that. That's what a lot of childhood is supposed to be about. You learn what not to do as a kid. And somehow when you're an adult, all the rules change. Well, not necessarily all of them. That's a scary thought in there now, isn't it? No, see,
don't bore people to death. Don't bore people to death with this boring talking points. It's like a seminar that fumbled the words. Some motivation. I can't listen to this show any longer. I will turn it off. I would turn it off. If I was listening to this show right now, I would turn it off because this show right here, with this platform you're talking about, I'm losing oxygen. I'm getting lightheaded. Now, everyone, I'm gonna leave on this platform a little earlier.
No. Look, you take over. You do it.
Well, I just planned I'm going to leave a little earlier, and then you're going to tell me I'm doing it. Well, I'm going to just leave just in general. You just take over. Everyone, I'm done for the night. Done. I'm gonna allow y'all to suffer for
five minutes.
Well, yes. Why are you showing better habit to make me suffer? Instead of leaving off the platform, he's still kind of gives me this kind of purpose. I don't get. It's not existing. You know, when you have a certain type of purpose, you need to embrace it. Otherwise,
purposely sabotaging success. Of thought process, don't be on eggshells. Because one of the things people don't like even have eggshells in is in a food.
Absolutely.
You know, like when they say eggshells, don't have eggshells. People are eggshells. But shoes,
yeah, all right. Here it is. Look. All right. Listen, everybody out there. I myself have been basically sometimes been guilty of being a saboteur because I tended to mess stuff up. I didn't know any better. I tend to rely too much on instinct. A lot of times instinct is wrong. You know, impulsively, I should do. Now listen. You can be better. You can. It's like I said, that whole thing about self-sabotage. You can avoid it. You can get out of it. You can get through it. I can't do it. Now, listen. You can be better. You can. Oh, forget it!